During the first half of 2007, there have been over 10,000 foreclosure filings in the Tampa Bay area alone.
The message Castor and others wanted to deliver for homeowners in trouble is they can get assistance in restructuring their loans to ensure that they keep their houses. Last month, East Tampa resident Isaline Wyatt was about to lose her home due to foreclosure. She said she reached out to members of her church about her situation and ultimately ended up calling the Hope Ownership Preservation Hotline, a nationwide nonprofit which creates partnerships with local governments, borrowers, and lenders.
And as soon as I called, they referred me to Tampa, which is CDC of Tampa. And I talked to a lady and she said, well, the man that you're supposed to talk to is not here, but I'll tell him to call you. And it's something that you have to take that step. You got to keep up on that paperwork. You have to do everything. That's the only way you could be successful.
Tony Watts is the CEO of the Corporation to Develop Communities of Tampa, also known as the CDC. She said the key to making sure that groups like hers can help out those facing foreclosure is to seek help as soon as it's apparent that it's needed.
The earlier that you contact us or contact any of the nonprofit organizations that are helping people, the better the resolution to the problem is, the quicker it can be resolved. The Tampa Bay area is in the top 25 cities in foreclosure. Tampa, Clearwater, St. Petersburg is number 24 on leading the nation in foreclosures, and we're working very hard to help those who are seeking some solutions to their problems.
But Askaya Akil, who works in a similar role with the St. Petersburg Neighborhood Housing Service, admits that for some people, there isn't much his group can do for them.
First of all, we're not just dealing with first-time home buyers, and we're not just dealing with low-income people. So part of the evaluation that our counselors make is an evaluation of the financial circumstances of the owners themselves and an evaluation of the loan that they have gotten themselves into.
And Akil describes one particular homeowner's plight.
Unfortunately, the buyer was dealing with an unscrupulous broker, an unscrupulous appraiser, and an unscrupulous realtor. So they ended up purchasing a home that was overvalued by over $100,000. They discovered that 6 months after they were in the deal, they realized that they were almost $100,000 upside down. They have not gone into foreclosure yet, but you can expect what's going to happen. And when it does begin to hit, how can you bail them out? I mean, you can't sell it. You can't restructure it. They got taken advantage of, from start.
Among the factors that have led to the rise of subprime mortgage foreclosures include adjustable rate mortgages with steep built-in rate and payment increases, prepayment penalties, and limited income documentation. Data collected late last year from the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act showed that Blacks and Latino homeowners have taken out a disproportionate share of subprime loans. Many receive such loans from what Congresswoman Castor calls fly-by-night companies.
You get the telephone solicitations. You get the mail saying free money, practically. And I'm afraid they preyed on a lot of unsuspecting people.
Doug McCree is the director of First Housing Corporation. He echoed the comments made by others at the news conference that the earlier a homeowner realizes he or she is in trouble, they must contact their lender.
You need to know your documents. You need to understand the terms of your mortgage, know when that reset is going to come, and contact your lender early. 70% of the houses that actually go into foreclosure never speak to their lender. This is the best way, because I got to tell you that there is not a lender out there that wants to own one of these homes.
Congresswoman Kathy Castor says there are various remedies to try to alleviate the subprime mortgage crisis brewing in Congress, including a bill to broaden the eligibility criteria for the Federal Housing Administration loans. Other legislation being considered would create an affordable housing trust fund. But Castor had a warning.
Do not wait for government to help you out. We're going to do what we can in Washington, but do not wait. Call your lender. Call these groups, CDC of Tampa and St. Petersburg Neighborhood Housing Services. Call the 888-995-HOPE line.